You are locked in to Locked On Badgers on a Thursday. My name is Asher Lowe, and I am the site editor at BadgersWire.com for USA Today Sports, a former play-by-play broadcaster for many Badgers sports, hoping to get back to that very soon. But most importantly, of course, I am your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Badger sports. I just graduated from the University of Wisconsin this past spring, and I love bringing you everything you need to know about Wisconsin football and basketball 5 days a week here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, Monday through Friday, posting five episodes a week here as we get ready for the season to start on October 24th. If you could take a moment and drop a review on Apple, that would be awesome. If you're on Spotify, just hit that follow button to make sure that you know whenever I drop a new Locked On Badgers episode. Go listen to yesterday's interview with Mike Mankey, Wisconsin's PA announcer. That was an awesome stuff. Some really fun old stories about his favorite memories at Camp Randall, the Kohl Center, and a bunch of stuff in between. It was a lot of fun. Great conversation. Check that out if you haven't yet. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com, rockauto.com, the best auto parts selection at the best warehouse prices at rockauto.com. First thing I want to talk about today as we get this Thursday started, hope it's a fantastic Thursday or Friday whenever you're listening to this for everyone out there in Badgerland. Today's press conference, we had Chase Wolfe, Danny Vandenboom, and Graham Mertz, the three quarterbacks. We had Coach Budmeier, the Wisconsin quarterbacks coach, on with all the media, including myself. And this is a great time for media as we get ready to ramp the season up. Why? Because this is the time of the year where we get to give you the all preseason hype team. I mean, the guys that in camp, and usually it's freshmen, right? Because you kind of know what other guys are bringing to the table, but it can be other guys too that have gotten much, much better, you know, much bigger, stronger, faster, whatever it is, or popping out in camp as we get ready to start the season. The all preseason hype squad has a couple members already, and they were solidified today in the press conference with the quarterbacks and with Coach Budmeier. So I don't know if you guys have seen this Twitter video, but Twitter is a great resource if you want to know who's on the all preseason hype squad in practice, which Badgers are surprising coaches, popping off in practice, and are guys that are going to surprise you and make an impact this year in this eight-game season. One of those guys is from a Twitter video, and that was solidified today in the press conference by the reactions when the quarterbacks were asked about this specific guy. And that guy is Chimere Dike, who is a freshman wide receiver, a Waukesha, Wisconsin native, three-star recruit coming into Madison, number four player in the state last year, a true freshman this year, and a guy that is absolutely popping. So there's a video on Wisconsin football Twitter. Go check it out of DK making a one-handed grab on the sideline. It was a filthy grab. Graham Mertz placed the ball right where you'd want it to be placed, where only DK could get it, and he made a fantastic catch. And so naturally, after seeing that video and a little preseason hype starting to swirl for DK, what is the media, what do we want to ask about today when we have the quarterbacks in? Well, we ask about who's impressing you the most and at the wide receiver position. And to nobody's surprise, that answer was DK. Chase Wolfe called DK a stud today. Vandenboom, who's Wisconsin's third string, now second string quarterback, Danny Vandenboom, said, quote, he's a student of the game. He asks a lot of great questions. And, quote, Mertz also said he could just go on and on about the multiple playmakers on this offense, including DK. Noted Devin Chandler as well, who's another freshman wide receiver making an impact. And, by the way, players are aware that DK is on this all preseason hype squad that I just made up that name and that entire concept in my head. But you know what I'm talking about. There's always guys every offseason where the media, fans, whatever it be, hypes them up. And they know that DK is on this all preseason hype squad. Graham Mertz said that, quote, I heard people talking about him a little bit. To be honest, he's not that good, end quote, with a big smile on his face. So Graham Mertz was poking a little fun at us for hyping him up so much. But he honestly deserves the hype from everything I've heard and from the small clips that we've all seen. Obviously, it's about what you do on the field in October. It sounds weird to say that. Usually it's in August and September. But this year in October and beyond, we'll see. We'll see. But DK is making waves at the wide receiver position, a position that, and I've talked about this position before, is probably the biggest question mark on either side of the ball for Wisconsin right now. In fact, I would go as far as to say it is the biggest question mark at a position not named kicking, punting, place kicker, that's a huge question, but and a very important one that needs to be answered. But in terms of skill positions, I think that the wide receiver position is the biggest question mark. And in terms of any other position that's not kicker, it's that. So if Chimere Dike can step in as a freshman and make an impact on the field with new wide receivers coach Alvis Whitted, that could be a huge boost for Wisconsin. How about the other side of the football? Who is on the all preseason hype squad on the other side of the football? Look no further than two guys. The first one being Nick Herbig out of St. Louis, who is a freshman outside linebacker who, once again, everyone's talking about him. When we had a press conference with defensive line coach, Coach Brechterfield, Coach Noakes, as he's known around Madison, and Garrett Rand, Isaiah Loudermilk, two starting defensive linemen, they talked about Herbig, who's an outside backer from Hawaii. I actually just said St. Louis. Here's why I said St. Louis. He went to St. Louis High School in Honolulu, Hawaii. So he went to St. Louis High School, but St. Louis High School is in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's why I got all mixed up there in my head. But Nick Herbig is a stud, and he is showing what he's all about early in practice. If he adds some muscle, and that was one of the things that they talked about with him, recruiting analysts talked about with him coming in, if he can add some muscle and some size, he is an extremely sound tackler. He is a guy that can drop back in coverage, a guy that can really, like a Zach Bond, can do a lot of different things well at the high school level. And he's a guy that can play on Sundays. And he's already showing that type of capability in Madison here early. So Chimere Dike, Nick Herbig, your two freshmen right now out of the class of 2019 that early here are on the all preseason hype squad. One more name that I've already mentioned that I won't go into much detail in, but the second name on the defense that I was going to mention is Malik Reed, a guy that I've been personally hyping up on this podcast because he deserves it. Hard-hitting backer out of the state of Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, where he lit it up last year at a very good Chandler High School program. So watch out for Malik Reed as well. But DK, Herbig, Reed, three names to watch for freshmen as we head in to the 2020 Wisconsin eight-game season. We'll get right back to Thursday's Locked On Badgers, but here is a quick message from rockauto.com, because if you need any auto part at all, any make and model, the first stop you make and the only stop you should have to make is at rockauto.com. The best selection and the best prices, and you can see it right there when you go on the website. Not only do they have all the makes and models listed on the left side of the website, but when you click on something, it actually shows you the price compared to other retailers, and rockauto.com literally always has the best price on that specific item you're looking for. Don't waste time at the dealership. Don't waste time with other sellers. Go to rockauto.com right now. Get the best price on any auto part that you need, any make and model. And if that wasn't enough to convince you, here's the jingle. R-O-C-K-A-U-T-O, Rock Auto, Rock Auto. Use the code LOCKEDON to tell them that Locked On sent you at checkout in the How Did You Hear About Us box, rockauto.com. You know, something I talked about on Monday's show when we really broke down what losing Jack Cohn means, and something that was reaffirmed today in media availability, is just how much of a leader this guy is. And I think it gets lost sometimes for people that aren't around the team, because you watch the games, you don't see what's going on behind the scenes all the time. I don't get to see what's going on behind the scenes a lot of the time, right? But I have some insight through these media availabilities, through talking to players, through talking to coaches and whatnot. And every single player you talk to, every coach you talk to around this program says the same thing about Jack Cohn. Unselfish, a leader, a guy that guys gravitate towards, and a guy that everyone just loves. That's the word that Coach John Bootmeyer used, Wisconsin's QB coach, in today's press conference. He said, quote, "It was really hard to see him go down. I love that kid. Saturday was a tough day just because of who Jack is and what he brings," end quote. And it's not just about words, because nothing in life ever is just about words. It's about actions. Everything we do, right? Actions are what speak louder than words, the oldest cliche in the book, and it's so true. Here are Jack Cohn's actions. On Sunday, the day after he broke his foot, the day after what is an injury that will change the course of his career probably forever, right, at Wisconsin, his Wisconsin future is up in the air, and that's all speculation right now, but it's true, because you look at Graham Mertz stepping in, a guy that Wisconsin, you know, was already planning to have step in for multiple years, and if he plays well, this is his team. I don't see them stripping that role away from him, that starting quarterback role away from him. But what did Jack Cohn do that first day after his injury? He was, according to Coach Bootmeyer and according to his teammates in that press conference today, the first one out on the field on Sunday. Didn't stop being a leader. He was the first one on the field on Sunday after limping off the field on Saturday. That's who he is. And that's why he means so much to this team. And guys, he's still going to mean a ton to this team on the sidelines because that's who he is. And that's who he's always been, a guy that is there for his teammates, a guy that his teammates love. And that is the real judge of character, right? What do your teammates think about you? It's not what we say about you on Locked On Badgers. It's not what the media says about you. It's not even what your coaches say about you. What do your peers, your teammates say about you? If you've ever been on any sports team, that to me, from being on sports teams, is the true judge of any player. What do your peers say about you? And with Jack Cohn, it's rave reviews across the board. They call him, you know, just a special person, a real leader, and he's going to keep being that, guys. And we are lucky to have him around, even in a walking boot. Even after surgery, we are going to be lucky to have a guy like Jack Cohn around this year in Madison to help Graham Mertz, to lead this team on the sidelines, and to be a guy that always shows up first, is always on the field first, and never, ever takes a moment off from being the leader that he has been for this team. I'm going to miss watching Jack Cohn under center, and I think you should miss him too, a ton. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to feel his impact this year on this team. We're going to feel his impact in a big way. He's been with this team all last year, helping them grow, right, with a lot of returning pieces on offense. You lose JT, you lose Quintez Cephas, but a lot of these guys coming back are going to be helped by Jack Cohn being there as a stable presence on the sidelines and as a part of this unit. He's going to help Graham Mertz a ton, guys. He's going to help Graham Mertz a ton because that's who he is. He's not salty. It's not about him. It's not about me. It's about we with Jack Cohn. And I can't wait to watch Mertz's development, and I can't wait to watch Jack Cohn's role on this team. And I'm curious to see as the year progresses what teammates say about how important Jack Cohn has been on any run Wisconsin's going to make this year, even without him being on the football field. I don't love preseason rankings. I think that especially in college basketball, where they are just like so far off on 8 to 10 teams every year, and it's not their fault, they being the media that ranks these teams, the coaches poll as well. It's not their fault because you got, you know, with most of these top programs, 10 guys leaving, 10 guys coming in. I mean, the turnover is crazy in the one-and-done era of college basketball. In college football, they're a little more accurate, but there's still teams that, you know, that media gets tremendously wrong, of course. And preseason rankings can play a big factor into how far up you can go with wins in college football in a football system that is just based off rankings. I mean, you literally only get in based on your ranking to that college football playoff, to any bowl game, whatever. It's just based on rankings. But what I do like is looking at Vegas, looking at gambling lines. Why? Vegas is a really good barometer. And they're not trying to say how they think a team will perform. Like, that's not Vegas's goal. When they set a win total, for example, So every year, NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA basketball, every team will have a win total. And I'm about to get to Wisconsin's football win total in a second and why it's interesting. Every team has a win total. So let's say the Raiders this year, that win total was 7.5 games in the NFL, over or under. That's not Vegas necessarily saying. They are saying they think the Raiders will win, right, on average, if you ran it a million times, 7.5 games. But it's also saying, here's what I think people will think about the Raiders. Here's what I think will get pretty fair money on either side on the Raiders. And we'll adjust as we go based on how money comes in and how people think. It's a really good barometer of how the nation thinks about a team. Not necessarily how they'll do, but how the nation as a whole thinks about it and not just a couple media members, if that makes sense. Because it's really reflective of how will the public put money on this line. Wisconsin's line right now on multiple sites for an 8-game season is at 7.5. Meaning that if you took the over, you're taking Wisconsin to go 8-0, and that's at plus 120. That's an underdog, which means that a $10 bet would net you $12. Minus 160, which is a heavy favorite, means you have to risk $16 to win 10, is the under 7.5. But it's interesting to me that Wisconsin's line in Vegas right now is at 7.5. You can't bet them over unless you bet them to go undefeated. Is that fair right now, looking at this schedule? I mean, it is. It is fair. I think 8-0 is not the most likely outcome. I think 7-1 is the most likely outcome. But 8-0 is absolutely more likely than 6-2. So you can't put this line at 6.5, right? Looking at this schedule, where's the toughest game? And it's something I've been thinking about with friends and disagreeing about with people, and I'm interested to see what you guys think about this. So hit me up on Twitter at AOW_33 at Locked On Badgers, and let me know what you think the toughest game on this schedule is, because I've had debates about this. It's one of three games. I think that everyone can agree on that, unless you really are that afraid of Ryan Field, because Ryan Field at Northwestern has been a real disaster for Wisconsin in the past. But it's one of three games. It's at Michigan. It's at home against Minnesota. It's at Iowa. I think when looking at this schedule, though, timing matters of those games. The Michigan game is early and in a place where Wisconsin should be 3-0 heading into that game. Absolutely should be. And Michigan might be 3-0, probably going to be 2-1. I think they lose at Minnesota in week one. So Wisconsin's heading in there at 3-0. They're not really looking ahead. It's early enough in the year. I'm not that afraid of that game. And another reason is that Michigan's quarterback situation with Joe Milton is anything but a sure thing right now. I'm not that afraid of that Michigan game, personally. I don't think it's in the top two. I think the top two toughest games on this schedule are Minnesota and Iowa. Minnesota returns Tanner Morgan, of course, right? And we'll preview the Gophers a lot more as we get closer to that game. And by the way, just to give you guys a heads up, game week is going to be a lot of fun on Locked On Badgers every week. I'm going to have consistent things I'm doing every single game week that I'll tell you about as we get closer, but expect experts from the team we're playing to come on this show at least one of those days. Expect game day predictions. Expect some hot takes. Expect some of those takes to be very, very wrong, but expect some hot takes, and we're going to have some fun all game week. But the toughest two games in this schedule are Minnesota and Iowa, and that's where I've gotten into the debate with people about which one is tougher. How much will home field matter this year? I think it will matter more than most people think it will matter. And obviously, that question is surrounding fans, right? And we don't know when fans are going to be added back. There's no chance that this Big Ten season has beyond what is going to be about, and this I heard yesterday from the PA announcer, actually, Mike Mankey, on our episode, is going to be about 1,000 friends and family is what they're planning on right now for Camp Randall. Not exactly sure the rules for other schools. I know that for a fact Big Ten can't have normal fans in there. Not exactly sure how many people that they'll fit in for other schools, but it won't just be normal fans buying tickets. It will not be that in the Big Ten Conference. I don't know if you saw that, and this is all over the place around the country, around different leagues. Miami, the Dolphins, just announced that they're going, and they're not going to go this week, but Governor DeSantis in Florida announced that they can have 64,000 full house at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. So it's all over the place across the country. But I think in college football, being at home still matters a ton. There's a sense of familiarity for guys playing at Camp Randall, even without a ton of fans, right? Your schedule, your rhythm, your focus, it's different at home in college than it is on the road, no matter if there's a packed house or not. And the packed house makes a difference. I think we saw that in that Georgia-Auburn game. I don't know how many of you guys watched that game, the primetime game on Saturday. But Georgia had like a decent amount of fans, and you saw how big of a difference fans can make. But I still do think there's a significant advantage in college football, even bigger than in the NFL with no fans, to playing at home because of the way college kids are wired and the familiarity with playing at home. You know, you got your dorm room, you're not traveling, all these COVID restrictions that are going to be going on with travel, it's going to be a bit of a mess, it's going to be tough. Staying at home is still a big advantage, which is why I think the Iowa game is tougher. The questions at quarterback are obviously more answered for Tanner Morgan at Minnesota than Spencer Petras at Iowa. The defense at Iowa and Minnesota, basically equally losing parts. And Iowa's offensive line is not as inconsistent and inexperienced as people think going into this year after losing Tristan Wirfs and some big NFL talent there. That game to me still is the toughest on this schedule. So what do you think? Minnesota, Iowa, is it Michigan? Am I totally off on that? Let me know at AOW_33 at Locked On Badgers. This was Thursday's episode. Tomorrow, we got an Ohio State Buckeyes preview with the brand new host of Locked On Buckeyes. That is going to be a lot of fun and up early in the morning wherever you get your podcasts. Been a great week of Locked On Badgers. Drop a review if you can. And as always, on Wisconsin.